One spring night in 1971, a group of young artists from East LA arrived at the big, fancy Los Angeles County Museum of Art and started spray painting their names on the front of the building. But this was no routine tagging. This was an art action. The group called itself ASCO, which in Spanish means nausea. 40 years after staging that first public performance, the group now has an official retrospective at the very museum they once vandalized. Carolina Miranda has the story.
ASCO's most legendary work was produced in the middle of the night. There was no announcement, no audience, no press.
We're here in East LA, and we have our spray can, and we get in the Volkswagen, we drive up to Wilshire. Okay, I remember parking in the back parking lot and walking through the trees and the bushes. I remember sneaking up to that wall.
That's Willie Heron, an artist and musician and a founding member of ASCO.
I want to say it was already like pretty much midnight when we did it.
What they did was deface one of Southern California's most prestigious institutions, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, spray painting their names in crude graffiti lettering onto the building's pristine facade.
All three of us tagged it separately, and we were frightened to death, you know, because, hey, we did it.
Somehow, they slipped away, evading the museum's security.
But we were pretty excited that we made it back to the car and we took off. I mean, that was one of the few times that that Volkswagen went that fast.
This may sound like a juvenile prank, but it really wasn't. Spray paint LACMA, as the piece is now known, made a statement about the lack of Mexican-American artists in the L.A. County Museum. In signing the building, ASCO was turning the place into a massive work of Chicano art. The museum painted over the tags within hours, but the piece became a word-of-mouth sensation. ASCO came out of East LA, the Mexican-American working-class district that lies right in the shadow of Hollywood. The group's four original members all went to the same high school and had all lived through a volatile period in their neighborhood. There'd been civil rights marches, high school students had gone on strike in a struggle for better education, and in 1970, three people were killed at a huge Chicano protest against the Vietnam War. These turbulent conditions inspired the group's name. In Spanish, to feel asco is to feel nausea or disgust. Rita Gonzalez is a curator at LACMA.
They were losing their friends and peers in the war, but they were also losing the war at home, the sort of domestic war, an economic, a class war. So that was that sense of nausea, of disgust that became asco.
ASCO member Patsy Valdez remembers her sense of outrage.
I mean, we're being harassed by the cops. The school system sucks. Most of our men are dying in Vietnam.
In response, they created art. But it was unlike anything East LA had ever seen. Instead of producing political posters and murals, ASCO staged bizarre spectacles that were part Ziggy Stardust, part Dada Theater. Willie Heron told me about ASCO's first public performance back in 1971.
Harry was an altar boy, but kind of cross-dressing like a nun. And he had a little chihuahua's skull head taped to the top of his head.
It was a statement against the Vietnam War when the group's members hit East LA's main drag, lugging around a large cardboard crucifix.
After so many minutes of walking, Grunk would bless people with popcorn.
ASCO quickly became known around the neighborhood for their outrageous looks, as some of the members recall.
So, yeah, I was wearing green chiffon with Christmas tree bulbs. And
tights, platforms, a bathing cap.
And a white shirt with sleeves that were puffed up about 10 times their normal size.
And the motto was, if you can walk, wear it.
Chicano, soy Chicano, soy café, yo lo sé.
The theatrics weren't always well received by other Mexican-American artists. In the 70s, the Chicano mural movement was going strong, and East LA was covered in paintings that featured folk heroes and Aztec warriors. Judith Hernandez was in a collective of LA muralists who produced this type of politically minded work. She says other artists had a hard time relating to Osco's flamboyant style.
Privately, we were this serious bunch who was, you know, studying, you know, Marx-Leninism and Mao and all that kind of stuff, and talking politics and, you know, talking about marches and stuff. And these guys always looked like they were partying.
In fact, Osco liked to tweak the politics of the Chicano mural movement, producing works with names like Asshole Mural and Walking Mural. As the 70s rolled on, other artists came in and out of the group, staging happenings, photographs, and videos. Osco was never a commercial success, but their work, especially the tagging of the LA County Museum, has been hugely influential to Mexican-American artists of all stripes.
The museum is on the west side, right? They mostly grew up on the east side. Like, they had to go a long way.
Mario Ibarra Jr. is an installation artist who's shown at major museums. He says Osco was important to him because they questioned authority, but also because they questioned what it meant to be Chicano.
For them to be able to say, no, like, we're going to be able to move how we want and be where we want and dress how we want and make art how we want, and was really important.
Osco has also been gaining admirers from some unlikely circles, including Chicana muralist Judith Hernandez.
I will admit, not having, you know, been someone who totally understood what they were doing as young artists.
Today, she appreciates the more abstract nature of Osco's work.
I think that was their real contribution, to think about the things that we wanted to say and put them in a language that was more sophisticated and more informed, and let the viewer decide what it all means.
And now, 40 years after staging their first performance in East LA, they are the subject of their first museum retrospective. It is being held at, of all places, LACMA, the institution they once vandalized. The exhibit will include nearly 150 works covering a 15-year period. Among the pieces is a photograph that was taken on the morning they tagged the museum. In it, a young Patsy Valdez poses nonchalantly alongside the tags. She's decked out in studded jeans and a frilly red shirt.
What's so fabulous is now we're going to be finally, 35? I don't even know. I didn't count the years. 40 years later, we're finally going to be inside the museum? It's long overdue. It's about time.
For Studio 360, I'm Carolina Miranda.
You can see Osco, the Elite of the Obscure, in Los Angeles through December 4th. And you can see a slideshow online at studio360.org of Osco's work.